早晨平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Peace.
那请我们来看尼希米记。
Nehemiah.
尼希米记第一章。
Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 1.
从第二节读到第六节。
Verses 2-6.
那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷城的光景。
Then Hanani, one of my brothers, and some men from Judah came, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped and had survived the captivity and about Jerusalem.
他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
They said to me,The remnant there in the province who survived the captivity are in great distress and reproach, and the wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates are burned with fire.
我听见这话就坐下哭泣悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷说。
When I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days, and I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你所你诫命的人所约施慈爱。
I said, I beseech you, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who preserves the covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments.
愿你睁眼看，侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。
Let your ear now be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant which I am praying before you now day and night on behalf of the sons of Israel your servants confessing the sins of the sons of Israel which we have sinned against you I and my father's house have sinned.
我们再读第二章第一节到第五节。
Then chapter 2 verses 1 to
亚达薛西王二十年尼散夜在王面前摆酒，我拿起酒来奉给王，我素来在王面前没有愁容。
Verse 1 And it came about in the month of Nisan in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had not been sad in the presence.
王对我说，你既没有病，为什么面带愁容呢？这不是别的，必是你心中愁烦，以是我甚惧怕。
2. So the king said to me, Why is your face sad, though you are not sick? This is nothing but sadness of heart. Then I was very much afraid.
我对王说，燕王万岁，我列祖坟墓所在的那城荒凉，城门被火焚烧，我岂能面无愁容吗？
I said to the king, Let the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies desolate and its gates have been consumed by fire?
王问我说，你要求什么？于是我默祷天上的神。
Then the king said to me, What would you request? So I prayed to the God of heaven.
我对王说，仆人若在王眼前蒙恩，王若喜欢，求王差遣我往犹大到我列祖坟墓所在的那城去，我好重新建造。
I said to the king, If it please the king, and if your servant has found favor before you, send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tombs, that I may rebuild it.
我们再翻到第八节后面一第八节后面一句话。
Then we just read 1-5. Now the latter end of.Verse 8.
然后从第九节再读到二十节。
And then we'll read from verses 9-20.
王就允准我，因我神施恩的所帮助我。
And the king granted them to me because the good hand of my God was on me.
王派了军长和马兵护送我，我到了河西的省长那里，将王的诏书交给他们。
Then I came to the governors of the provinces beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent me with.Sent with me officers of the army and horsemen.
何鲁人、参巴拉并为努的亚门人多比亚听见有人来为以色列人求好处，就甚恼怒。
Then Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard about it. It was very displeasing to them that someone had come to seek the welfare of the sons of Israel.
我到了耶路撒冷，在那里住了三日，我 我夜间起来，有几个人也一同起来，但神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人，除了我骑的牲畜和以外，也没有别的牲畜在我那里。
So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days, and I rose in the night, I and a few men with me. I did not tell anyone what my God was putting into my mind to do for Jerusalem, and there was no animal with me except the animal on which I was riding.
当夜我出了谷门往野狗井去，到了粪场门查看耶路撒冷的城墙，见城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
So I went out at night by the valley gate, in the direction of the dragon's well, and onto the refuse gate, inspecting the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and its gates, which were consumed by fire.
我又往前到了全门和王池，但所骑的牲畜没有地方过去。
Then I passed on to the fountain gate and the king's pool, but there was no place for my mount to pass.
于是夜间沿溪而上，查看城墙，又转身进入谷门，就回来了。
So I went up at night by the ravine and inspected the wall. Then I entered the valley gate again and returned.
我往那里去，我做什么事，官长都不知道，我没有告诉犹大平民、祭司、贵胄、官长和其余做工的人。
The officials did not know where I had gone or what I had done, nor had I as yet told the Jews, the priests, the nobles, the officials, or the rest who did the work.
17节，以后我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
Then I said to them, You see the bad situation we are in, that Jerusalem is desolate, and its gates burned by fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, so that we will no longer be a reproach.
我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做这善工。
I told them how the hand of my God had been favorable to me, and also about the king's words which he had spoken to me. Then they said, Let us arise and build. So they put their hands to the good work.
但何伦人、参巴拉、并维努的亚门人、多比亚和亚拉伯人、基善听见，就耻笑我们，藐视我们，说，你们做什么呢？要背叛我吗？
But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official and Geshem the Arab heard it, they mocked us and despised us and said, What is this thing you are doing? Are you rebelling against the king?
我回答他们说，天上的神必使我们亨通，我们做他仆人的要起来建造，你们却在耶路撒冷无份无钱无纪念。
So I answered them and said to them, The God of heaven will give us success. Therefore we his servants will arise and build. But you have no portion, right or memorial in Jerusalem.
好，先低头一个人祷告。
Let us bow our heads for prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨靠着你恩典一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you this morning that we are able to come before you by your grace.
每次我们来到你的面前，我们就是只有心愿，愿意来寻求你的心意，寻求你的道路。
Whenever we come into your presence, we can seek your will and your way.
好像知道在这个时代当中如何来服侍你，来跟随你。
So in this age, we will know how to serve you and how to follow you.
让我们知道在这个地上如何过我们地上生活，能够常常被你分别为圣，更多归给你。
To know how to live lives on earth, to live sanctified and set apart lives for you.
早晨我们仍然求你借着以色列百姓当年的历史经历来提醒、来教导我们。
This morning, we ask that you would use the history of the Israelites to stir us.
所以我们感谢神，说话的神今天在圣殿里面再次我们向我们说话。
You are the God who always speaks, and you will speak to us again today.
那我们学习安静等候在你面前。
And we want to learn how to wait quietly before you.
使人听我们祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
May you hear our prayer, and we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我想我们曾经讲过说，以斯拉记跟尼希米这两卷书被称为恢复的书。
So we have already been sharing that the books of Ezra and Nehemiah are books about recovery.
以斯拉记呢是记载有两次的归回。
Ezra describes two waves of return from captivity.
头一次乃是在所罗巴伯带领底下回去重新建造圣殿。
The first wave was under Zerubbabel. They went back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
第二次乃是在以斯拉带领底下回去把神律法重新恢复起来。
The second wave was under Ezra, and they went back to recover the law.
第一次所罗巴伯所带领把圣殿重新建造起来，神的百姓可以回到圣殿来侍奉神。
So under the wave that returned with Zerubbabel, they were able to rebuild the temple so that people can worship God again.
但是还需要以斯拉回去把神的律法、把神的心意重新被恢复过来。
However, they also needed Ezra to return in the second way to recover the law so that all is done according to God's will.
好像他们不仅有圣殿的服事，并且在圣殿里面服事，也是根据神的话，根据神的律法在那服事。
Not only do you need temple service, but you need temple service that is aligned with God's law.
这样服事才能够满足神的心意。
In that way, God's heart can be pleased.
我们知道以色列百姓之所以被掳，就是因为他们离弃神的律法。
Because if you remember, the reason why the Israelites were taken into captivity is because they disobeyed the law.
背弃神，所以神差遣巴比伦王把他们灭掉，把他们被掳到巴比伦去。
And because of disobedience and rebellion, God allowed the king of Babylon to bring them into captivity.
现在圣殿已经被重新建造起来，也在那里照着神的话在那侍奉神。
But now that the temple has been rebuilt and the temple service began,
那为什么还需要尼希米回去重新把耶路撒冷城墙建造起来？
Then why do we need Nehemiah here to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall?
我们上次也提到说，耶路撒冷城墙乃是表明头一个就是一个界限，一个分别。Last
time we discussed how the wall symbolized three things. First is boundary, a dividing line.
有了城墙，才能让以色列百姓或者城里面的人、属神的人，与这个世界、与外邦有个分别，有个界限。
If there is a boundary, then there is a distinction between the people and the world.
然后在那里，因此有分别，城墙也代表有个保护在那里。
Not only is the wall this distinction, secondly, the wall is a protection.
因为神的百姓与外界、世界有分别，神的保护就在他们当中。
As long as the people of God is distinct from the world, then there is God's protection among them.
在城内里的所有人事物在那里就不受到伤害，不受到破坏。
With God's presence, the people will not suffer harm from the outside world.
若是神的百姓有这样光景的时候呢，那城墙所第三种意义就是在那里有神的见证被显明出来。
And then if they have this good condition spiritually, then the third meaning of the wall comes out, which is testimony.
所以我们说他为什么耶路撒冷城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧呢？
Now, why do we say that the walls of Jerusalem were broken down and its gates burned with fire?
就是那些耶路撒冷城墙所表明那些都失去了，不再存有了。
It's because that they have lost what the wall has represents. The testimony is gone.
所以百姓才被掳到巴比伦去。
And thus the people were taken away into Babylon.
所以在这里，若是城墙没有再被建造起，重新建造起来，
so if the wall were not rebuilt,
好像在那里恢复就不够完全，
then it's as if the revival was incomplete.
那我们知道，圣经不仅单单是一本历史的书，
and we know that the Bible itself is not just a book about history.
圣经更是一本属灵的书。
Even more so, it's a book, it's a spiritual book.
特别圣经记载以色列百姓的历史。
Although it records the history of the Israelites,
而这些历史是关系到神永远旨意的一本书。
But all those histories are all related to God's eternal purpose.
若是圣经只是记载以色列这个民族、这个国家历史，
if the Bible was only recording various historical events in Israel's history,
从前他们在那建造圣殿，在那恢复重新建造城墙，跟我们今天的人一点关系都没有。
If it were just merely history, how they rebuilt the temple, how they rebuilt the wall, then it has no relevance to us today.
那不过就今天来说，不过是一个古迹，成为人许多观光的地方就是了。
Then it is just merely a history of various events.
但是我们感谢神，神是借着以色列历史来说到属灵的事情。
However, thank the Lord that He uses history to show us spiritual lessons.
说到神永远旨意是怎么借这个民族这个国家他们所经历的把它发表出来。
To take examples from Israel's history to become lessons for us today.
我们知道到新约我们就很清楚这一点。
And that is particularly clear when we come to the New Testament.
我们知道在更多前书第十章保罗在叙述以色列的历史的时候。
In 1 Corinthians 10, when Paul is talking about Israel's history,
保罗在那里说到以色列百姓出埃及 的一些经历。
He was talking about the experiences of the Israelites after they left Egypt.
说他们从营中海里经过受洗归入摩西。
He says that they were baptized into Moses in the sea and in the cloud.
他们在旷野上面吃马拉喝那磐石所流出来的水。
That in the wilderness they ate the spiritual food manna and drank the spiritual drink from the rock.
原来这些都是讲到新约教会基督徒的经历。
No wonder this is all about experiences that the Christian face today.
现在我们是受洗归入主耶稣基督。
That we have all been redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是在营中受洗成为一个身体。
We're all baptized by the Holy Spirit into one body of Christ.
因为那个云呢是代表圣灵。
The cloud here symbolized the Holy Spirit.
我们在他们上面吃天上降下来马拉，我们今天是。吃主耶稣基督，他是我们生命的粮。
And the Israelites ate the spiritual food, which is manna. But for us today, we eat the Lord Jesus.
保罗也说，那个磐石就是基督。
And Paul said the rock is Christ.
所以他们在以色列百姓那些历史经历，就成为我们新约基督徒的经历。
So all the history of the Israelites are experiences of the Christian today.
希伯来书的作者在希伯来书也告诉我们。
Same thing with the Hebrews author.
神所颁布给以色列百姓那些律法。
That the law that was given to the people,
律法里面所讲的是献祭的条例、敬拜的礼仪
all those regulations of divine worship,
都是指的基督来说的
are all pointing towards Christ.
所以希伯来书告诉我们说，律法是一个影儿，那个实体是基督。
That's why the Hebrews author says that the law is just a shadow, but the substance belongs to Christ.
所以感谢主，不仅以色列百姓他们在重新建造圣殿。
So when the Israelites did come back to rebuild the temple,
他们在重新建造耶路撒冷城。
When they were rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem,
神在那里在他们当中有一些恢复的工作。
Thus the Lord has a revival work among them.
这也是说到新约神仍然在地上做他恢复的工作。
And in New Testament terms, God is also doing a recovery and revival work today.
所以我们上次讲到神使用尼希米如何来重新建造耶路撒冷城墙。
And so when we were sharing last time about Nehemiah rebuilding the wall,
我们说到神所使用的人身上总是有一些特点。
We said that God uses vessels who have certain characteristics.
像以斯拉，他之所以能够在那里恢复神的律法。
For example, Ezra, who was recovering the law,
因为他熟悉律法，他明白神的律法。
Was someone that was very familiar with the law.
所以他可以在那教导神的百姓律法。
Therefore, he was able to teach the people the law.
同样，我们看见为什么神可以使用尼希米来做一个恢复城墙的一个建造的一个人。
Now, likewise, why could God choose Nehemiah to rebuild the temple, to rebuild the wall.
在第一章里面告诉我们说，尼希米是在波斯王宫里面做久政的。
In Nehemiah 1, it says that Nehemiah was a cupbearer of the king of Persia.
所以他知道从犹大地有一个弟兄来到波斯那个地方。
So there's this individual.Who had his origins in Judah, who came into the courts of Persia.
他就打听到底那些被掳归回的人，那些犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景如何呢？
So one of his brothers came from Judah to Persia to tell him about the condition of Jerusalem and its people.
然后他知道原来那些被掳归回的那些人，他们在那受凌辱，耶路撒冷城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
And that brother mentioned that the people of Jerusalem were under reproach because the walls are in ruins and the gates were burned with fire.
为什么他们已经在圣殿里面侍奉，他们也照着神的律法在那侍奉。
They have already started temple worship.
而在那里还在受凌辱呢。
But why were they still under reproach?
因为原来是耶路撒冷城墙还没有被重新建造起来。
The reason is because the walls of Jerusalem have not been rebuilt.
这就是为什么还有需要第三次的恢复，把耶路撒冷城墙重新建造起来。
And that's why we need the third wave of recovery. to rebuild the wall.
所以我们看见尼希米，他虽然是生活在波斯王宫。
So although Nehemiah grew up in the courts of Persia,
他有一个很好的地位，他有一个非常生活一个物质的环境。
He had a good position and a comfortable life.
但是他心是在神的事情上。
But his heart was on the matters of God.
他是在关心神百姓的光景如何。
He cared about the condition of God's people.
所以他当知道有一个人从犹大回来的时候，他马上赶快去打听到底那些归回的人如今是怎样情形。
So when one of his brothers came to Persia, he really wanted to know what was the condition of God's people.
当他听到原来那些被掳归回的人，他们在受仇敌凌辱，耶路撒冷城墙被拆毁，还没有被重新建造起来。
So when he heard that the people were in great distress and that the wall had not been rebuilt,
他在神面前哭泣悲叹。
Then he came before the God of heaven to mourn and lament.
所以我们看见一个神所使用做恢复工作的人，头一个他一定是关心神家的事情。
So the number one characteristic of someone that will be used by God is that he must.
虽然神好像给他的当时的环境是比一般以色列百姓好。
He must care about the Lord's things.
但他心不是在那些物质的环境的里面。
So although his upbringing might be comfortable, his care is not in those worldly things.
他的心仍然是注意神自己，关心到神家、神百姓的事情。
His heart is upon the Lord's house and the Lord's people.
所以他听见这样消息的时候，他在神面前在那悲泣痛苦。
So when he heard the news, he suddenly became sorrowful.
他在那边为自己为百姓认罪
and thus confess the sins of the people.
就是因为他们离弃神才遭遇这许多苦难灾难。
The reason of the people being in great distress was because of their spiritual condition.
但他也知道神是有恩典有怜悯的神。
However, he also knew that the Lord was a merciful God.
只要神的百姓归向神，
as long as people return back to him,
在那里所神的诫命，神必要把他们重新召聚回来。
That as long as we return back to him, he will recover the people and restore them.
回到神所立民的所在耶路撒冷城那里。
To restore the original purpose for which he brought them back to
Jerusalem. 所以一面他在那里祷告神，给他有一个亨通的道路。
And so thus he asked the Lord to have a successful way.
叫他在王面前能蒙到恩典。
To have blessing before he, blessing when he came before the Persian king.
所以我们看见神在那里做恢复工作，说他得到个器皿，就像尼希米这样一种人。
So when God is doing a recovery work, he needs to obtain a vessel with a heart like Nehemiah's.
并且我们看见他是一个祷告的人。
Secondly, we see that Nehemiah is a praying man.
他当他听到耶路撒冷城犹大百姓的遭遇的时候，他头一个就是先回到神面前来。
When he heard that the people were in great distress and were in low spiritual condition, the first thing he did was go before the Lord.
在尼希米记里面有十一次讲到尼希米的祷告。
11 times throughout the book of Nehemiah, it records him praying.
所以我们看见尼希米身上的确有一些特点，所以神可以使用这样的人来做恢复的工作。
And we see that because Nehemiah has these two characteristics, God was able to choose him as a vessel for this work.
那到第二章呢，就记载他在王面前怎样蒙到恩典。
And in chapter 2, we see how Nehemiah received favor before the king.
王怎样允许他回犹大地重新建造耶路撒冷城墙。
How the king then sent him back to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall.
第三记载他如何在那查看耶路撒冷城墙倒塌情形。
It also records how he inspected the ruined walls of Jerusalem.
所以第二章一开头就告诉我们说，他是照常在王面前摆酒。在那把酒奉到王的面前。
So as we come to the beginning of chapter 2, we see that he was a cupbearer of the king, and he gave the wine to the king.
从第一章到第二章，大概时间经有大概有三四个月的时间。
Between chapter 1 and chapter 2, there is already 3 or 4 months that have passed.
他到宿场在那奉酒给王。
And so he was in the palace of the king, giving the king the wine.
他告诉我们说，他素来在王面前没有愁容的。
When you're tasting wine before the king, you should not be sad in the king's presence.
我们知道一个在王面前摆酒给王吃的这样的，他在那是非常严谨的，非常严肃的。
That if you're a cupbearer before the king, you have to be fairly professional.
若他在那里奉酒给王的时候，他若是情绪不稳定或是异常的动作的话呢？
But if you are a cupbearer to the king and you make unstable movements, that you are, if you're emotional,
会引起王的怀疑。
That would impact the king's condition.
是不是这个酒政对王有一些不利的动作行为？一些这不不好动作出来呢？
As if the cupbearer might be a danger to the king if he was making sudden movements.
所以很显然，在这个三四个月当中，他一直压制他里面那个愁苦。
So he was trying to suppress that inner deep emotion.
免得他面孔表述那些不一样的表现那些不该有的光景的时候。
Or else he might express dissatisfaction on his face unintentionally.
但是很显然，他终究没办法完全克制他里面那个愁容那种痛苦。
But his face was not able to suppress all the pain that he was facing inside.
所以当王看见他面带愁容的时候，他就非常惧怕。
So when the king saw that Nehemiah was sad in his presence, Nehemiah became afraid.
所以他马上告诉王说，因为他列祖所在那个城呢荒凉，城门被火焚烧，城墙被拆毁，所以他里面满了许多愁苦。
So that's why Nehemiah answered the king, saying that he is sad because the city, the place of his father's tombs, lies desolate and its gates have been consumed by fire.
他说，这些的光景我岂能面无愁容呢？
That those things cause him to be grieved in his heart.
但是感谢神，他的确，他向神求说，让他在王面前能蒙到恩典。
But then Nehemiah wanted to gain favor before the king.
果然，王马上对他说，你要求什么？
And that's why the king said to him, "What would you request?"
当王这样问的时候，他马上在默祷天上的神。
And while the king was making the request, he was simultaneously praying to the God of heaven.
很快，他马上再回到神面前来。
He immediately returned back to the presence of God.
他知道这个天上的神是管理每一件事情。
He knows that the heavenly God is the king of all affairs.
所以他马上求王允许他回去重新建造城墙。
And that's why he said to the king that he wanted to go back to Judah to rebuild the city of his father's tomb.
所以王马上允许他回去，并且派兵来保护他。
And the king thus sent him on the journey and also sent guards.
一面的确他在王面前蒙到恩典。
Because he has found favor before the king.
但一面他看见这是神施恩的手在帮助他。
And at the same time, he saw that all this time it was the hand of God that was with him.
正如以斯拉回去的时候，他一再说到是神施恩的手来帮助他。
So when Nehemiah returned, he says that the hand of God has always been with him.
因为他们所做的工作是神要做的工作。
Because he knew that the work that they did was God's work.
重新建造耶路撒冷城是神旨意要做成的事情。
That rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem was God's work and must be done.
说感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
当尼希米回去的时候
，When Nehemiah returned，
我们看见在那里神恢复工作要开始的时候
，We saw as the recovery work of God begins，
仇敌在那里开始工作
，Then the work of God's enemies begin。
我们都知道，当神呢在那有工作的时候，仇敌也同样在做工作。
Whenever God starts working, then the enemy starts working。
正如第四所巴伯回去要重新建造圣殿的时候。
If we recall when Zerubbabel came back to rebuild the temple the first time,
也有仇敌来搅扰他们，要拦阻他们建造圣殿。
The enemies of God troubled them, preventing them from continuing the work.
就是因着仇敌的拦阻呢，结果建造圣殿的工程就停顿下来。
And because of challenges by the enemy, the work on the temple ceased.
但是感谢神，神不容许圣殿重建的工作停顿下来。
But God did not want the work to stop.
神在借着先知哈该撒加利亚来指责他们的光景，一方面来激励他们。
That's why God stirred up the prophets Haggai and Zechariah to have the people rebuild again.
所以，所罗巴伯和百姓就一同起来，把圣殿重新建造起来。
And the people then rebuilt the temple.
同样，当尼希米回去要重新建造城墙的时候，仇敌也开始在做拦阻的工作。
Likewise, when Nehemiah is about to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, then the enemies of God were also stirred up against them.
在这里告诉我们有三种人。
There are here three people.
头一种呢叫何伦人参巴拉。
The first individual is Sanballat, the Horonite.
这些人是怎样一种人呢?
So what type of person is the Horonite?
这些人也是当初男主重新建造圣殿那一班人。
These Horonites are also people who tried to stop the wall from the temple from being rebuilt.
我们都是读那个列王记下的时候就知道。
So when we're reading in 2 Kings,
当亚述王把北国以色列灭亡以后,
when the king of Syria took the northern kingdom Israel into captivity,
把一些百姓掳去,
they took the people away into captivity.
但是亚述王也从外邦地把一些外邦人迁居到耶路撒冷，迁居到那个撒玛利亚城。
But the king of Syria then took Gentiles and resettled them in the cities of Samaria.
所以那些外邦人呢，就和当地的犹太人就通婚。
And thus the Gentiles married with the Jews who were then in the land.
以后他们所生出来儿女就被称为撒玛利亚人。
And thus their descendants became the Samaritans.
所以撒玛利亚是代表一种不纯净的犹太人。
And thus the Samaritans are impure.
所以这些何伦人就是属于那些撒玛利亚那些不纯净的犹太人。
And the Horonites are thus part of the Samaritans.
那第二种人就是亚门。第二种就是亚门人。
And then the second group of people we see here is the
Ammonites. 我们知道亚门人跟摩亚人是罗德和他女儿乱伦所生的后裔。
The Ammonites, along with the Moabites, were descended from Lot and his daughters.
所以亚门人呢，是代表一种肉体情欲的一般人。
And thus Ammonites symbolize the work of the flesh.
第三种就是亚拉伯人。
And then the third group of people are the Arab.
亚拉伯人就是以扫的后裔，以东人的后裔。
Arabs are descended from Esau, the Edomites.
他们是代表一般属血气肉体的，属血气天然的人。
And they represent the natural man.
所以我们看见，当你吸引回去要重新建造城墙的时候。
So as we see, when Nehemiah returned to rebuild the wall,
各种反对力量，各种人都来搅扰他们。
There were all types of people trying to hinder the work.
有不群的那些外邦人，犹太人。
There are those who are mixed.
有那些属肉体情欲的人。
There are those who are fleshly.
有那些属天然血气的人。
And those who are natural.
所以这些历史的所记载，是表明在末世神做恢复工作的时候。
And likewise, you can see all three hindering the work of God in the end days as well.
仇敌的工作是更厉害的。The
work of Satan, the enemy, is even more fierce today.
当神在那有一个恢复工作的时候，仇敌各种方面、各种人都在那受搅扰、破坏的工作。That
as God is working in us today, Satan, meanwhile, is raising up all sorts of challenges to hinder the work.
要叫神的见证不会在教会当中显明出来。
In order to prevent the Lord's testimony from being expressed.
我们看见整个教会历史当中一再发生类似的事情。
And this is consistent throughout the history of the church.
我们感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
虽然有仇敌的搅扰难阻。
That despite the challenges from the enemy,
但神的工作最终要成就的。
His work will eventually be completed.
是我们去读《使徒行传》，当教会开始在地上被建立起来的时候。
So as we read in the Acts, as the church was being born,
使徒行传那里记载，教会起初有个非常美丽荣耀的光景显明出来。
That in the Acts, the early church had a very magnificent spiritual condition.
他们真的显出一个非常强烈的见证。
They expressed a strong testimony for the Lord.
当时的那些信耶稣基督的人, 他们被称为是门徒。
That all the people who followed the Lord Jesus were the disciples apostles.
那就是说, 起初教会那些蒙恩的基督, 他们都是跟随主的人。
So all those people who started the early church were those who followed the Lord closely.
所以他们真的专心 恒心遵守使徒的教训。
So they were constantly in the early church devoting themselves to the apostles'
teaching. 他们彼此交接，擘饼，在那纪念主。
And to fellowship, and to breaking of bread, and to prayer.
他们在那重新见证耶稣基督从死里复活。
They all testified that the Lord Jesus Christ has resurrected from the dead.
所以在那我们看见有3000、5000人得救。
And thus we saw that 3,000 and then 5,000 were added to their number.
主是天天的把得救人数加给他们。
The Lord Jesus was constantly adding those numbers to among them.
虽然外面有犹太教那些人在逼迫他们,
although they were suffering persecution from the Jews,
但是他们不惧怕，他们能刚强站立得住。
But they were able to withstand that opposition.
但是我们知道这个美好光景好像维持不是太久。
However, that magnificent condition does not stay for long.
因为仇敌开始在那里在做工。
Because at the same time, the enemy began to work.
说到使徒行传第五章，我们就看见那些不圣洁的东西、不纯的东西进到教会里面来。
Because starting in Acts chapter 5, then the things that do not belong, the impure things, started to enter the church.
并且是在这个奉献非常神圣一件事情上显出人的不单纯。
Particularly among something that was supposed to be so holy, when people had to offer.
那里记载有对夫妻，他们把他们所卖的钱财部分留下来，然后带到使徒面前来说，他们说这是我们所有的。
That when people had to offer gifts, including like Ananias and Sapphira, when they brought the offering before the apostles' feet,
使徒说你们在欺哄圣灵。
The apostles said that you are lying to the Holy Spirit.
原来奉献这件事情是美好的，是一个神圣的事情。
The offering is supposed to be such a holy thing, such a beautiful thing.
你看仇敌就借着好像看为美好的事情来做一个破坏的工作。
But in such a beautiful thing, the enemy used that to break the church's testimony.
把一个虚假的东西进到教会里面。
To have something false enter into the church.
等到我们看见使徒保罗写信给各个教会的时候
and we see when the Apostle Paul was writing to the different congregations
写信给加拉太众教会的时候也是一样
to the churches in Galatia
那开始有些不纯正的一个福音进到教会里面
that there was a false gospel that was entering into the church
有些假教师把那些不纯正的道理带到教会里面
that there were false teachers who were bringing in wrong doctrine
以弗所也是同样的光景。
Likewise, Ephesians
讲了虚假、虚幻的道理。
That there were the human philosophies.
到哥罗西教会书信的时候，也看见在那里有一种不好的光景显明出来。
And likewise in Colossians as well.
有在那里人讲人的理学、人间的遗传道理、世上的小学。
That the for the Colossians it was the human philosophy, the vain doctrine.
还有律法事情，人的条例都进到教会里面来了。
That the teachings about the law were entering into the church.
我们看更多教会的时候，更是落到一个非常败坏的光景。
And likewise in Corinth.
人的肉体、情欲、罪恶、不正常事情都进到教会里面来了。
That fleshly acts were entering into the church.
我们去读启示录，第二章、第三章，当时亚细亚七个教会。
And as we look at the churches in Asia in the book of Revelation,
我们就很清楚，教会里面充满了许多不该有的光景。
That the church started to have conditions that were not supposed to be there.
那这些的光景都是在第一世纪、第二世纪地上普遍的一个光景。
And this was the condition in the first and second century already.
直到第三、第四纪，天主教被兴起来以后
，And when we come to the fourth century, when the Catholic Church was centralized,
教会落到一个极其黑暗的光景里面。
Then the church fell into a dark age.
特别到中世纪的时候
，In the Middle Ages,
整个基督教落到一个黑暗的里面。
Christianity fell into a dark age.
感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
就在这个教会非常黑暗的光景的时候，神仍然在那做恢复的工作。
In the darkest eras of the church, God will do a revival work.
从历史我们看见16世纪的时候，最明显就是马丁路德起来做改教的工作。
The most prominent of the revivals we see in the 16th century was Martin Luther.
因信称义的真理被恢复过来。
The recovery of the truth of justification by faith.
到17世纪有清教英国清教徒也被兴旺起来
and then the 17th century the holiness movement in the UK
到18世纪有英国的卫斯理翰在那边进前的运动
and then the 18th century the Wesleyan movement in England
人在那里要过一个圣洁分别为圣的生活
people wanted to live a sanctified life
到19世纪我们看见神在英国欧洲兴起一般弟兄会的人
and in Europe in the 19th century the brother movement
到二十世纪，在中国兴起了尼托生这一班的人。
And 20th century, there is Watchmani in China.
让他在同样的时代，在北美同样，神的兴起一些人来做恢复的工作。
And likewise in North America, there was also a great revival.
所以我们看见神恢复的工作是一直持续不断的。
And we see that there is an unbroken work of God throughout the centuries.
虽然那些的恢复好像只是少数人当中有的光景。
It's seemingly that it's small groups of people.
好像只是局部性的。
Seemingly just a remnant.
好像影响不是很全面性的。
Seemingly outwardly they had little impact.
好像在这里恢复一点，在那里恢复一点。
and it seems piecemeal, one small recovery here or there.
但是我们感谢神，这些恢复的工作是都是累积下来的。
But we want to thank the Lord that it's all part of a larger work of recovery.
这累积下来就成为教会丰富的产业。
And all of this is the rich heritage of the church.
流传给后代的教会。
The faith that has been once delivered to the saints.
所以我们感谢神，即使今天地上的教会光景不是满足神的心意。
And likewise today, if you look at the church, it might not completely please the Lord.
但是我们感谢神，神在各个地方总是兴起少数人做恢复的工作。
But God is looking for small groups of people who care about His work.
总会看见少数人，他们真意愿有核心要来寻求神的心意。
As long as they have a will and a small desire in their hearts.
满足神的心意。
That wants to please the Lord's heart.
虽然好像影响力不是那么大。
So although their impact might not be great.
但是我们感谢神，总是有少数人他们能够跟得上去。
But at least the Lord has the small group of people who was able to do this great work.
神在他们当中有一些恢复的工作。
Then God can do a great spiritual work.
他们特别蒙到神的保守。
They have God's protection.
在一个整个黑暗的教会的光景当中，在那里好像有点曙光。
Even in the darkness of the age.They have some light.
弟兄姊妹，这些曙光也吸引更多的人向往。
They were like little lights drawing other people to the Lord.
这些少数见证的人能够让一些人愿意能够跟着他们。
So because they had this testimony, other people were drawn to that light to want to also follow the
Lord. 他们愿意跟随群羊的脚中心。
And they were able wanting to follow in the footsteps of the flock.
因为他们愿意得到神的喜悦。
They wanted to satisfy the Lord's heart.
他们愿意满足神在他们身上所定那永远美好的旨意。
They knew that the Lord has a great purpose for these people.
所以弟兄姊妹，从这个历史记载里面。
And throughout history,Even those recording the Bible.
神恢复工作一直没有停止过。
God's recovery work has never stopped.
神一直在一些人当中做这样的工作。
He's constantly working in different groups of people.
不仅当时在以色列百姓历史当中。
Not only in the history of the Israelites.
我说到在整个教会两千年历史当中，神同样做这样的工作。
But also in the 2,000 year history of the church.
所以当尼希米回到犹大地，他准备来重新建造耶路撒冷城的时候。
So when Nehemiah returned to Judah to rebuild the walls,
他去查看了解整个城墙倒坏的情形是怎么样。
He wanted to inspect the walls to see their true condition.
他不仅从一位弟兄人得知到耶路撒冷城墙倒塌，城门被火焚烧。
He didn't just want to understand the condition of the wall from a report from hearing about it.
但他必须自己亲自去查看。
He wanted to see it for himself.
他去了解整个城墙倒塌情形到底是怎么样。
To understand the true condition of the wall.
哪里倒塌多，哪里是不是全倒，哪个地方是半倒。
Which parts of the wall were fine, which parts of the wall were completely fallen down, which parts are partially ruined.
经过他这样查看的时候，他才知道说这个工作恢复的工作要从哪里开始。
Only after this careful inspection,Does he know where would the recovery work begin?
所以我们看见不仅这样做恢复工作的一个人。
So he could see the character of this person who is doing God's work.
他不仅有负担，有热忱。
Not only does he have to have fervor and a burden.
他必须要知道整个情形是怎么样。
But he needed to have a complete knowledge of the situation.
今天我们看见今天地上教会有些的。
And likewise, if we see the church today,
虽然他也看见教会属灵光景的一个败落，
although they have a spiritual burden for the condition of the church,
似乎他好像也有负担，也有那些热忱，
and they seem to have zeal and fervency for God's work,
要做神的工作，
but to do God's work,
但他们自己没有亲身体会去观察到底属灵情形到底是怎么样的情形。
You need to put in the legwork, the effort to see what's the condition of the people.
就地上来说，
saying it from an earthly perspective,
一个工程师要建造一个工程。
When a company,
一个工程师，一个 engineer,
oh, when an engineer,
他不是单单在办公室在设计这个图案。
Is not just in the office looking at drawings and making sketches.
他必要必须要到工地去查看那个工地的地形是怎么样。
But he needs to go out into the field to see what's the condition of the site.
哪个地形，那边是高，哪个是低，哪些有凹洼的地方。
Which places of the site are higher than others? Which places have valleys?
他才知道整个工程怎么样设计才能符合他的需要。
Thus he then would know how to develop that site for his needs.
因为你也是做这方面的哈。 我女儿
my daughter
所以她有时候她需要到工地去查看那个工地
also does a similar job where she has to go out onto the site to inspect it
所以你心里她知道她要回去重新把城墙建造起来
and so for Nehemiah to construct a wall
她也听到城墙已经是倒塌了那个城门被火焚烧了
he cannot just rely on hearsay aboutHow the wall is fallen down.
但他回去的时候不是马上开始建造城墙。
He didn't just go back immediately and start rebuilding.
他必须要亲自去查看到底城墙真正的情形是怎么样。
He needs to thoroughly inspect it first to see what's the condition of the wall.
弟兄姊妹，我们常说我们必须要第一手资料，第一手资料 firsthand.
Oh, we need firsthand.Experience.
我们常说我们读圣经，然后说或者怎么样，不能只听别人告诉我们那些真理。
We can't just have other people telling God's or Bible's truth to us.
我们必须去读的时候，我们自己第一手资料，神向我们说话，向我们启示。
That we need to have the first-hand experience of knowing the Lord.
这就是第一手资料。
That's what it is about.
所以我们看见尼希米，他的确已经知道耶路撒冷城墙倒塌，所以他就是回去，就是为了重新建造城墙。
And because Nehemiah heard that the walls of Jerusalem are broken down, he wants to go back to rebuild it.
但是为什么他还需要亲自去查看呢?
But why is here Nehemiah's careful inspection of the conditions of the wall?
就是他自己必须要经历。
That's because he needs this first-hand understanding and experience.
城墙倒塌真的光景。
To know the true condition of the wall.
不能只听别人说而已。
Not just hear what other people said about it.
所以弟兄姊妹，神所使用的人也是一样。
And this is the same characteristic as someone that God would use.
虽然就整个前面来说知道教会光景不好。
So most people would know that the church's condition is not good.
需要一些调整，需要改变，需要能够照着神的心意，咱们把它恢复过来。
They see that the church needs to change, needs transformation, needs recovery.
但是我们是不是实际去观察，实际去查看，实际去了解？
Are we those who would be careful and thorough to inspect and to understand?
到底问题在哪里?
Where are the sources of the problem?
到底那里倒塌是怎么样情形?
What's the condition of why this wall has fallen in this area?
应该是怎么样把它修造起来, 重建造起来。
And thus, what are the ways to then rebuild it again?
弟兄姊妹, 只有这样子的, 他去建造的时候, 他才知道该如何行。
And thus,By knowing the condition, then he would know how to rebuild well.
所以我们看见尼希米回去头一件事情就是先查看耶路撒冷倒塌情形。
So the first thing that Nehemiah did when he returned was to inspect the wall.
他回去的时候不是也不是说马上去查看。
And when we see here, when he returned, it was not a thing that where he just immediately went to inspect.
他在那住了三日。
But he also stayed there 3 days in Judah.
所以他回来不是急着赶快去。
So he stayed for 3 days.
我刚提到说他回来就是为了重新建造城墙。
I already said that he returned to rebuild the wall.
但是为什么他要停留三天以后才去查看呢?
But why did he take 3 days before he inspected the wall?
说到圣经是一个属灵的书。
Because the Bible is a spiritual book.
他带着一个很热诚带负担回来，他应该到的时候马上。赶快积极的赶快去看才对，就开始建造才对。
One would imagine that because the burden within in him was so strong, he would want to go inspect the walls immediately.
我想他住了三天才去，不是说他要先休息三天。
But I imagine him staying 3 days is not he wanted to relax for 3 days.
一个非常热诚的人，他我想他不会停止休息，不需要休息。
I know that someone who is fervent for God's work won't want to just relax and rest.
我们知道圣经。讲到三的时候，是代表一个复活生命的能力。
But when we see, whenever the Bible speaks of the number three, it speaks of the resurrection power.
所以他回去的确是要重新建造城墙。
We know that because Nehemiah is going to return to rebuild the wall.
但是不是凭着人的血气，不是凭着一点的热心而已。
But it's not going to be according to flesh, not according to his own fervency.
他必须在这复活生命里面来重新建造城墙。
But he needs to rebuild in the Lord's resurrection life.
这样的建造才能够出，才能满足神的心意。
In that way, then the work would be able to satisfy God.
感谢神，他再来说呢，不仅是住了三天，他说他是夜间起来。
Thank the Lord that not only did he stay for 3 days, he also arose in the night.
只有几个人和他一同起来。
I and a few men with me.
那意思是说他去查看的时候是隐藏的是暗中的
that means that when he arose in the night the inspection was all done in secret and hidden away
是默默的在那查看
it was done in secret
就是我们看见有些人他的确带着负担带着热忱要做神的工作
And so if you see today when people are fervent for God's work,
然后他就会告诉你说，神给我感动，圣灵感动我，圣灵要让我做什么事工。
They would immediately tell people around them the Spirit moved in me wanting to do this and that.
这样宣扬。
And almost boasting.
我回来了。
That I'm back in church.
大家一起来建造城墙吧。
Let us all come and rebuild the wall.
你心里不是。
But Nehemiah was not like that.
他先住了三日。
He first stayed for 3 days.
然后他暗中起来
and then woke up in the nighttime,
他去查看的时候没有告诉人任何人
and did a first inspection without telling others.
他没有告诉人神在他心中为要耶和华做什么事情
that he did not yet tell any of the officials what he had done or where he had gone.
弟兄姊妹，这都是我们要学习的
and this is a lesson for us to learn as well
也可以说一个真的神所得到器皿他在那服事在做恢复工作他应该有这样的灵这样的态度
that this spirit is in someone who God can use someone who is used as a vessel by God needs to have the same attitude
救了人的场景来说刚才要是救了人来说神感动我要做什么工作应该 赶快告诉别人才对
someone who's an old man would easily sayThe Lord has moved me to do this. We're going to do this together.
但是你心不是这样子。
But this is unlike Nehemiah.
但是夜间起来。
He arose in the night.
没有告诉人神要他做什么工作。
Did not tell any man what he was about to do.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
他们等他实际查看完以后。
That after thoroughly inspecting the wall.
了解整个城墙倒塌情形的时候。
Fully understanding what's the reason behind the wall's being in ruins.
然后他站来才对百姓说我们起来建造城墙吧。
Then he went to the people and said, come, let us rebuild the wall.
那意思就是说等他把整个情形了解以后他才会得到一个意象。
Only after understanding the full condition of the wall, then he has this, what's the
把意象 vision.
Oh, then he has this vision.
把他所看见的把他里面负担能够在那宣告出来
so that what he has seen is then able to be actualized in the people
告诉百姓说你们所遭的那你们看见耶路撒冷荒凉情形
he can tell the people that this is the condition of the wall of Jerusalem thus we want to rebuild it
用我们现在的话就是说把他属灵的看见在那才把它发表出来
And if you have seen the bad situation that they are in, then you're able to tell other people and show them the same vision. And thus, this is a person who has seen a spiritual thing. Not just based decisions on hearsay, but he has firsthandly inspected the situation. Thank the Lord. When he rose up to call the people together.
他说：“你们看见耶路撒冷城墙被火焚烧，你们都看见了。”
He said, "You see the bad situation we are in. That Jerusalem is desolate and its gates burned by fire."
我想这些居住在耶路撒冷的人，他们应该都是看见，
we 都
知道耶路撒冷城墙倒塌。
We know obviously that as long as you're living in Jerusalem, you could see physically that the walls are already ruined and its gates fallen down.
在这里不是说他们没有看见。当时的情形
So here it's not that they didn't see it physically
乃是重新让他们看见这件事实
But Nehemiah wants to give them a spiritual vision of the situation
当他重新把那个耶路撒冷城墙来告诉他们的时候
To bring that condition before their eyes
他们反应是正面是积极的
So that the people's heart can be stirred up again
因为当我们真把城墙重新建造起来的时候我们才会免去那些羞辱
Because only when you rebuild the wall of Jerusalem again, then the people will no longer be a reproach. Because once the wall is rebuilt, there is a boundary again between the world and God's people. And once there is this boundary, then the Lord's protection will be among them. And likewise, the testimony of God will be expressed.
这就是为什么只有圣殿重建 律法恢复起来还不够。
And that is why just merely rebuilding the temple and recovering the law were not enough.
因为城墙若是没有重建造起来，百姓仍然在受羞辱、受凌辱。
Because if the wall were not rebuilt, the people would still be a reproach.
只有当城墙重新建造起来的时候，这个恢复才是一个完全的恢复。
And then only when the walls are rebuilt, then God's recovery can be done.
所以当百姓听得这样呼召的时候，他们说，就说我们起来建造吧。
So when the people heard Nehemiah's call to them, they also said, come, we want to rebuild.
他们奋勇做这善工。
They said, let us arise and build. And they put their hands to the good work.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
建造城墙是善工。
That rebuilding the walls is a good work.
神的工作是善工。
God's work is always a good work.
因为神是 good, 神是善的。
Because he himself is good and just.
只有神的工作才是善工。
And thus only his work is good.
地上人占了许多工作，没有一件事情是善的，是好的。
That in this world, the things that we do cannot be counted as good.
只有神的工作才是真正的善工。
But only God's work can truly be considered good work.
到第四章，当他们实际在重新建造城墙的时候，
In Nehemiah 4, when the people started rebuilding the wall,
他们这样说，我们的工作是这个是一个我们是浩大的工程是浩大的。
The people said that we are doing a great work.
神的工作不仅是善的，是 good.
Not only is God's work good.
神的工作是浩大的，是伟大的。
But it's also great.
这伟大不是在乎他到底那个物质的成要多大。
It's not regarding how much materials they had.
我想耶路撒冷城墙一定比不上中国的万里长城。
It seems that Jerusalem's walls cannot match up to the stature of the Great Wall of China.
小小的耶路撒冷城墙怎么算的是浩大工程呢？
But then how can the walls of Jerusalem still be considered good, great?
怎么被称为是个伟大的工程呢？
But how could those little walls be considered great?
因为这个工程是一个属灵的工程。
But that's because the city is a good city, holy city.
这个工程是存到永远的工程。
This is a holy city that will endure into the end.
从弟兄姊妹，地上的工作工程，只有神的工作才是善工。
So not our earthly work is good, but only the God's work.
只有神的工作才是伟大的工程。
Only God's work can be counted as great.
很可惜，今天地上人也在那边说要叫这个国家伟大起来。
Unfortunately, there is a movement that says we want to make our country great again.
是不是最近很流行的就是让美国重新伟大起来
？And likewise, America as well.
很可惜，许多基督徒跟着去呼喊。
That's very unfortunate that many Christians have been bought into make America great again.
跟着去呼喊，去跟随他们。
To follow this movement.
地上的国有一天都要败落的。
One day, all the kingdoms of this world will fall.
今天若是许多神的儿女有一点热心来为神的国来热心的话，今天神的国光景会不一样。
But if everyone instead had a little heart to want to build God's kingdom, then the whole situation would be different.
地上的国有一天都要败落了。
All the kingdoms of this world will fall.
这圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
That's very clear in the Bible.
但是今天地上有多少神的儿女为这个地上败落的国在努力，在那边。用很多心力在那边 来做。
But unfortunately, how many brothers and sisters are putting so much effort into building the kingdoms of this world?
他没有看见神的国才是伟大的，才是浩大的工程。
They do not see that it's the kingdom of God that is a great work.
因为是存到永远的工程。
Because it abides eternal.
是不败的国。
It cannot fall.
是一个有价值的一个国。
It has great value.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们有这样看见的话。
Brothers and sisters, we have the same vision.
我们才会为这个神的国这伟大工程来效力。
Then we're able to work for and fight for the Lord's kingdom.
恢复神的国度。
And thus recover His work.
所以主耶稣在那教导门徒祷告说：“愿你的国降临。”
And that's why the Lord Jesus taught His prayer, His disciples how to pray.
这才是我们该努力的、该效力的工程。
May Thy kingdom come.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
只有神的儿女才有这个权柄能力有份于这个工作。
Only God's children has the authority and the right to do this great work.
所以当那些仇敌来搅扰他们、藐视他们的时候
，And so that's when the enemies came to trouble them and to hinder the work.
尼希米在说：“我们是天上神的仆人，他必使我们亨通。”
Nehemiah says that we are the servants of the God of heaven.
我们是他仆人，我要起来建造。
that we are his servants and we will arise and build.
而你们这些人在耶路撒冷是无份无钱无纪念的。
But you, the enemies, have no portion, right, or memorial in Jerusalem.
只有我们这些蒙恩的儿女才有份这个恢复的工作。
Only the servants of God has this right and privilege.
弟兄姊妹，今天神也借着他的话来呼召我们。
And likewise, the word of God is calling to us today.
每一个人都有份这个工程。
That all of us have a portion in this work.
每一个人应该都有份这个建造。
All of us have a portion and rights in God's work.
所以不是刚刚尼希米有这个负担，有这个热忱，要建造，重新建造耶路撒冷。
So not only should Nehemiah have this heart to rebuild.
他带进更多神的百姓和他一起来建造。
But he was able to bring so many of God's people together, have the same vision to rebuild.
这个就到第三章，实际建造的时候，我们看有各种的人。
And thus, as we come to chapter 3, we see all sorts of people
都有份于这个建造,
all have a portion in the rebuilding work. All have a portion in the great work. The good work. All have a portion in the great work.
因为这个工程太大,
because this work is so great,
it
requires all of God's children to rebuild together. So thank the Lord. From the story of him inspecting the walls of Jerusalem to rebuild the work. And to rebuild the wall. Likewise, God is doing a recovery work today. He is this eternal God. And once he has put down something, he will do it.
不因着人失败软弱,
regardless of man's weakness or failures. Although man's work would cease because of the enemy's challenges. But this stop of the work will not continue.
时候一到,
when the time comes,
神要得到一些气,
God will gain a few vessels.
像所罗巴伯, 像尼西, 像以斯拉, 像尼西,
like a Zerubbabel, like an Ezra, like a Nehemiah.
在各方面来把神的国, 神的家重新恢复, 建造起来,
to revive the house and the kingdom so that God's work can be recovered. That is part of the Lord's eternal purpose.
感谢主,这些历史的记载不过是个表明,不过是个象征。
Thank the Lord that this all history is just an example and a pattern.
神真正所要建造,所要恢复,乃是教会,
and what God is doing today is to build the church, the body of Christ.
我们是他的圣殿,
we are his temple.
教会是城墙在地上要被建起起来的。
The church is like that wall that was going to be built. So in Matthew 5, the Lord Jesus told his disciples that we are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. That when we see the wall rebuilt upon the hill, everyone was able to see the city.
感谢神,
and that is the work he is doing in this age.
巴不得我们现在宣告说,
and likewise, those Gentile adversaries do not have a right or a portion or a memorial. But only we have the right to rebuild. Only the children of God has the right to rebuild. So may the Lord remember his children as they participate in this good work. May the Lord be with us. That according to these examples in history to teach us how to live here on earth.
好叫神的恢复工作能够早早成就,
so may the work be completed quickly and all in all of our lives.
在地上过有分别生活,
that we can thus live separated lives here awaiting the Lord's return.
讲到这,
I share until here. May the brother pray for us.
We thank the Lord for his gracious word. Let's have a word of prayer together.
主，我们早晨再次感谢你所施下的恩典话语。
Lord, we give you thanks for the gracious word that you've brought to us this morning.
叫我们再次看见在这末世到处都是荒凉的城墙。
so that we can see during this end time all of the chaos.
到处是败坏黑暗的光景.
That everything is about darkness and
chaos. 我们感谢你恩典话语也同样提醒我们.
We thank you that your word has reminded us.
看见荒凉而无动于衷仍然是一个危机.
That even if we are in this darkness,
但是主我们感谢你，你是那洪水患难仍然坐着为王的主。
That you are our Lord who is above all.
主，你一直在寻找像尼希米一样能够愿意为了你的见证而站立的人。
And that you are searching for those who are like Nehemiah who would be your witness.
愿主在这黑暗已深白昼将近的时刻。
So that to be the light in this darkness.
主来借着尼希米的榜样来激励我们。
And that would you use the example of Nehemiah to help us.
能够叫我们不时能够成为一个查看城墙的人。
So that we can be one who looks forward.
更是能够成为一个修造恢复城墙的人。
And one who is here to recover and to rebuild the wall.
主来帮助我们，来引导我们。
Lord, would you help us and would you lead us?
在你的身体当中能够成为一个堵住破口的人。
And that we would be a useful vessel in your body.
成为一个守望并彼此代求的人。
As someone who is able to lead.
同心建造主你自己的教会。
And to build up your church.
奉靠主耶稣圣名。
We pray this in the Lord's victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.